Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, May 15th, 2023. Stand up for your country. So I was giving this a lot of thought over the weekend, you know, because like you, I love my country and I believe it's a noble nation, but we are on a downside now that I have not experienced in my lifetime. This is the worst point we have been in because we are now the divided states of America. And the two sides, tradition and left, are never going to come to a detente. The gulf is too big. The traditional people that stand up for your country, team normal, they want to improve their country, but they want to keep the fundamentals in place. The leftists don't respect the United States. They feel that we are an oppressive society and nation, and they want to throw out all tradition. You're seeing this in every area: women, sports, school, economics, you name it. Two sides. And there's no talking to each other. In fact, most people on both sides will not even consider the opposing point of view any longer. Okay? There isn't a respect for the other side. So now we're in a bad, bad place. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. When you have irrationality running the country, as we do with the Biden administration, then everyone's in danger. Now, when I say irrationality, what does that mean? Let me give you two examples. The open border, allowing 7 million foreign nationals into the country. That's irrational, right? No other country on earth allows that. And we're going to get to that in a more micro way later on in the broadcast. The second thing is government spending. President Biden does not want to cut a nickel out of the spending process. Not a nickel. In fact, he wants to increase and increase and increase. And every economist knows, everyone, some of them won't be honest, but everyone knows, the more debt you pile on, the weaker the country becomes. Just makes sense. If you have personal debt in America, you're weak. You're not strong. And by fueling this massive government spending, which is designed to buy votes, the Biden administration is fueling inflation at the same time because printing more money. So that's irrational. Rational people would say, got to find a way to stop the spending to a point where the debt comes down. That's rational. And on the other side, the people say, we got to find a way to have legal immigration. If we want more, that's fine. But we can't have 7 million people in the space of 2 years crashing the country. You see? So once you get into an administration that is governing in an irrational way, you really got a terrible situation on your hands. Neither side cares about this. So Joe Biden, if you read my column, and I hope you do, Biden Shame on BillO'Reilly.com, and everybody can read it. You don't have to be a premium member. I chronicle historically why Biden's the second worst president ever. James Buchanan, who basically enabled the Civil War, is the worst. Okay. So I go down, and then when you read it, I'm methodical in detailing how bad Biden is governing. But his people, the people that voted for him and continue to support him, don't care. They don't care that he's failing. They won't listen to you. They won't consider it. To them, he's good. To them, he's effective. Same thing with Trump. Trump has deficits. All right, he does. I mean, his continuation of the rigged election and that January 6th was a beautiful day, that doesn't help the country. It's his opinion, just like Biden's opinion is the border secure, but it doesn't help the country. But the MAGA people don't care. They don't care. They want Trump. They believe that Trump is a solution to bringing the country back, making America great again. And no matter what the system throws at Trump, and that's why these crazy cases, these court cases, the documents in his basement mean nothing, nothing to Trump supporters. Nothing. Trump put it right. He goes, I could walk down Fifth Avenue in New York City, kill somebody, and wouldn't matter how people would still support me. And it's true. I don't think, you know, we're doing hyperbole there, but you get the meaning. So neither side sees any kind of rationality applied to their leaders. They don't. And then you're dependent upon a middle, which is shrinking, by the way, that oftentimes is stone cold stupid. I mean, these people don't know anything because they don't pay attention. They don't care about their country. They don't care. What do they care? Unless it comes right to their doorstep. Maybe the high prices in the grocery store and at the gas pump, maybe they'll start to look around, but probably not. Their head's buried in the machine. And those are the people that decide the election because it's so close now. Okay, so, and then in addition to the apathy, we don't care what Biden does. We don't care what Trump does. You've got the hatred. And boy, is that growing. A friend of mine said to me the other day, a very smart guy, accomplished guy, I hate Biden. I hate him. I said, come on. You know, he's wrong and he's inefficient and he shouldn't be there, but hate him? He hates him. Okay, that's it. And you're not going to convince them not to hate him. Same thing with Trump. They hate him so much they won't even admit that he did a good job in many areas in his 4 years. Everything he does is bad or evil. when you get that kind of hatred, and that applies to your neighbor too. So your neighbor's got a big Black Lives Matter sign on his or her lawn, you're not going to be friendly to your neighbor. I have a hard time with it. I have a very hard time with it. Now, I overcome it because I've been around a long time, but I have a hard time with it. I see that atheist bumper sticker, religion, fake news. I have so I get my own bumper sticker. Atheism, nothing there. You know, I deal with it. I don't want to inject hatred, but many people do. Many people do. And that has led to us being in the divided states of America. And it would take a very powerful, charismatic leader, all right, to heal these wounds. And there's nobody on the horizon. I get letters all the time. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? If I knew someone, I would tell you. But I don't see it. I don't see any of them. You know, they can govern, but can they heal that breach? I don't see it. Now, perhaps if there's some terrible thing that happens, that Americans will come together like after 9/11, but it's the only thing I can see. So Biden is going to run as a divider. You already see that. And we're going to give you a look at that in a moment about his speech to Howard University. Absolutely divisive. And Trump's running as an avenger. Biden's a divider. Trump's an avenger. And those are the odds on favorites to win the nominations in 24. And that's a memo. All right. So Biden did nothing today but attend his granddaughter's graduation at the University of Pennsylvania, which is good. I mean, you know, he's a proud granddad, and his 22-year-old granddaughter, Maisie, she is the youngest daughter of Hunter Biden and former wife Kathleen Buell, graduates with a degree in fine arts from the University of Pennsylvania. By all accounts, a very nice woman, and we congratulate her. Her sister, Finnegan, also graduated from Penn. And Penn is associated with Joe Biden, as you know. And that's okay. I mean, I want them to have a nice day. It's good when granddad shows up, particularly if he's president of the United States. All right. But the problem is that Biden doesn't do anything. All right? His official schedule is devoid of anything on most days because we cover it every day. We show you every day. So on Friday, the president goes to Japan for the G7 meeting. Japan Prime Minister, Canadian, French, German Chancellor, Italian Prime Minister, UK Prime Minister, and Biden, G7. And they'll talk about Ukraine, the economy, China, all of that. All right, that's in Hiroshima, Japan, interestingly enough. Then Biden goes to Australia after that for the Quad Leaders Summit, more chat-its and all of that. So he's not going to be around for about a week. And, you know, the snide remark is good. The country's better off if you're not here. I'm not going to do that. Now, the press continues to cover for Joe Biden, interestingly enough. So last Wednesday, the House Committee, Oversight Committee, came out with all of these shell corporations showing that $10 million at least passed into the hands of the Biden family from foreign nations. Should trouble everybody. Should trouble everybody. Okay? But no. Press doesn't seem to be bothered by it. Roll the tape.
You don't actually have any facts to that point. You've got some circumstantial evidence. And the other thing is, of all those names, the one person who didn't profit is there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegally.
Well, if you look at the laptop and the emails between the president's son and his associates, they went to great lengths to hide Joe's involvement. They even gave him nicknames. They called him the Celtic and the big guy. But make no mistake, Joe Biden was involved.
Now, that questioning was from Fox News. So you see what's going on over there. Now, the questioning should have been to the Oversight Committee chair. In 4 months, you've uncovered all his banking, which is, you know, that's doing their job, Oversight Committee. But how long do you think it is going to take to either accuse or acquit the President of the United States? Are you close? Do you have anything? specifically, laptop's not going to matter. Okay, that's what they call hearsay. All right, it's got to be fine. That's what the question should be rather than the interviewer on Fox News going, oh, I don't have anything. Because that's what they did on CNN and MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I thought I'd bring that to you. I thought that was very interesting. So President Biden goes to Howard University and gives the commencement address. And presidents do that all the time. Very troubling address. Roll the tape.
But on the best days, enough of us have the guts and the hearts to stand up for the best in us, to choose love over hate, unity over disunion, progress over retreat, to stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
All right, so Howard is a predominantly black university. I've given speeches at graduations. What you're supposed to do is give the students hope and encouragement to go out and make the world a better place. A cliche, but that's what the graduation speaker is supposed to be. Not stoke grievance, division, and hatred. So the kids graduating, kids, with the students graduating at Howard University, they're applauding the danger of white supremacy. Well, yeah, white supremacists are dangerous. And there are cells in the USA. I assume the FBI is surveilling them. But I don't know any white supremacists. And if you do, please write to me, bill@billoreilly.com. But Antifa, the anarchists, they're dangerous too. Why is white supremacy more dangerous than people who go and burn down buildings and kill other human beings, other Americans, like Antifa does? You know, I assume the FBI is watching Antifa. I assume the Bureau has this stuff under control. Not out of control where I live. I don't see any white supremacists in New York or Long Island. This is the biggest area in the country. 16 million people in this metropolitan area where I am. I don't know of any white supremacists here. Now, they exist. But this is an infinitesimal problem. But Biden goes up and stokes this, creating division, telling the students, hey, the white supremacists are after you. That's so bad. I can't even. When I heard that, my jaw just tightened. He's a divider, Biden. And he got a doctorate of humane letters. Yeah, sure. Sure. Again, I wrote a column, Biden Shame. BillO'Reilly.com has it. I hope you read it. Let's go to the border. So after Title 24 stopped, some anticipated a surge at the border of migrants coming over that did not happen. Roll the tape.
Over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week before Title 42 ended at midnight on Thursday.
Now, I'm not sure exactly why the entries went down, but we have the best analyst in the country on in about 2 minutes to explain that to us. All right? Because when I don't know, I seek out people who do know. So there's a whole bunch of rumors and this and that, but I'm going to wait until we have our guest. In Florida, U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill has put a stay on the Biden administration releasing illegal migrants without a court date. All right, the judge has scheduled another hearing for May 19th, but right now is a federal order that the Biden administration can't release migrants who cross over without a court date for them to appear. And of course, the Border Patrol and the people down there, no, they can't do that. So that's in play too. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
So let's bring out our guest. He's Dr. Stephen Camerota. You might have seen him on The Factor and then on the No Spin News. I've used him quite often. He's the director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, a fair man, and he knows what he's talking about. He joins us from Northern Virginia. So why do you think the surge went down the last few days?
Well, first off, we really usually wait longer to get the numbers because it takes a while to put them all together. So let's be cautious. The second thing is, 2 days is not really a trend. Remember, since President Biden came to office, they've reported, at least through like April, you've had over 5 million apprehensions, or what they now call encounters at the border. So we're at record levels. It could be you can have a little dip or a little increase at any one time. But the scale, even so far this year, appears to be record-setting or near record setting. And remember, because they take so much time processing people at the border, we know that the number of people, which they often call gotaways, the people they see but can't apprehend, they tend to be running at record levels. So it's just possible maybe they stop some fewer people. It doesn't mean fewer people came. In fact, the evidence probably suggests that's not what happened.
Some of the reportage says that the border officials are giving migrants cards with instructions to apply for asylum by phone. And they're telling them, you apply for asylum, you don't come here, you could get it on the phone, you'll get an appointment, then you can come here legally. But if you don't do that and we catch you, then we put your name on a list that you don't come back for 5 years, because that's what happened. Once Title 42 ran out, if you come in without permission and they deem you to go back to Mexico, you can't come back for 5 years. Nobody's going to enforce any of that, of course. It's the Biden administration not going to enforce it. But that's what the reportage is, that people now are trying to get appointments to come here by using the phone and texting or emailing the immigration authorities for an appointment. Have you heard about that?
Right. So they have this app, and you're supposed to try to pre-apply for asylum to expedite things, to expedite your release. If you don't use it, you try to sneak in and they catch you, then the idea is, well, then we're not going to consider your claim. Now, there's no evidence they're actually doing this, partly because the app itself, it's not clear it even worked. They're still releasing enormous numbers of people. All the available evidence suggests that it's not going to make much difference, partly because They are going to still release people. They're not going to enforce it. There's going to be, obviously, what we're seeing is a lot of people slip past the Border Patrol. And also remember, they've created this other avenue through parole for select countries. Now, I think, and a lot of other people think, that they're abusing this parole authority by letting people directly in from places like Venezuela and Haiti and some others. But that's another way in which we're admitting people not really legally, and they can join the illegal population. But here's one other thing, Bill, just to remind your listeners, Title 42 is this provision that let us send people right back to Mexico as a public health emergency because of COVID. But the thing is, the Biden administration had largely scaled that so far back.
They didn't do it
in a limited way anyway.
So it's not clear.
It's ending.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point.
Making much difference.
So that was on the books. It didn't enforce. They haven't enforced anything. And that's why we have. With this tremendous number of people in the last 2 years since Biden's been in office coming into the United States, in your opinion, what is the biggest downside for Americans living in this country? What is the biggest headline? These people coming in on a negative level.
Right. On a sort of philosophical level, it's the rule of law, right? For a country to work, to have a democracy, you vote elected officials in, they make laws, and then they're enforced and they matter. If the laws don't matter, then you don't really have a functioning republic. So that's probably the most important thing. And if you have a situation where the illegal immigrant population, we can't say for certainty, has grown by 2 or 3 million, and that's taking into account all the people who go home all the time or get legal status. So since President Biden's come in, we have this kind of unprecedented growth in illegal immigration. It's an enormous slap in the face to everybody who plays by the rules, but also for the rule of law. The other big things are for taxpayers. Each illegal immigrant certainly costs us money, not because they're lazy, not because they all came to get welfare, but the average educational attainment of an illegal immigrant is very modest. They tend to earn modest wages, and they tend to use a fair amount in public services, particularly once they have children. The other big downside is for American workers. Most Americans are more educated and don't compete with illegal immigrants, but there are about 25 million Americans who work in the sectors where illegals are concentrated: construction, building, cleaning and maintenance, groundskeeping, retail, hospitality. And they tend to be relatively low paying jobs, not everyone, but mostly. And these are America's poorest workers, least educated. So what immigration really does is kind of kick the poor in the teeth. Again, most Americans don't face the job competition, but those that do are the most vulnerable.
But why would somebody hire an illegal migrant over an American who wanted to do the landscaping or the agricultural work or clean the hotel rooms? Why would they do that?
Right. So remember, agriculture is largely not in this discussion. Less than 1% of the 160 million people in the U.S. workforce are in agriculture. And illegal immigrants, there might be 500,000-600,000 working there out of the 8 or 9 million working in the United States. So it's a relatively small portion. Why would illegal immigrants do better? One is social networks. The employer already has a lot of their co-ethnics, so it's easy. Some jobs, if you don't speak Spanish, you don't get. Oftentimes, the immigrants might be, and there's some evidence for this, particularly at the bottom end of the labor market, be willing to work for less. So that would give them one up. Employers might just be prejudiced, think the immigrants are better. And let's face it, there are significant social problems among the least educated American workers. We know that the fraction of people, say, who only have a high school education or didn't even graduate high school, if we look at the working age, the share working has been declining for decades. And that reflects a lot of social problems. But one of the things that's happened is wages at the bottom end of the labor market, long term in the last 40 years, are actually jobs pay much less. And that's undermined work. But there are. We have welfare and disability policies. We have that undermine work. We also have an opioid epidemic that's undermining work. We don't really have that expectation. There's a lot of things going on at the bottom of the labor market.
I got it. So, all right. Okay, Stephen, keep an eye on the situation. Thank you very much for your expertise. And look, we're not anti-migrant here. And I've said it many times, if I were a poor father in Mexico, I'd try to sneak in here and get as much money and send it back to my kids and my wife in Mexico. I would. But Stephen made the best point. We don't have law in this country. It's not enforced. We don't have a republic. And right now, the Biden administration and many, many big cities don't enforce the law. Okay, and here's another example, the youth drug crisis. So this comes out of the National Institute of Drug Abuse, and it says that kids are using marijuana more than ever before. That's shock. Now it's legal. I told you. Marijuana use on 20 or more occasions in the past month has reached the highest level ever recorded. Percentage of 8th, 9th, 10th, and 12th graders who use pot daily has tripled. You know, you get a kid that age using marijuana, their child, forget it. As soon as you get into intoxication, inebriation, your child is gone. Okay, you got to know that. Legalization is associated with 25% increase in pot use disorder. There's a marijuana disorder where the kid is so discombobulated by it. 25% increase, 70,000 children younger than 18 had emergency room visits because of pot. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And I told you this. And DUIs where people, I mean, they've increased 11 million people in 2021, last stats, admitted to driving under the influence of marijuana. 11 million. Credit card debt set to hit $1 trillion as Americans can't afford to buy what they want to buy on the spot, so they're putting it on a credit card, okay? And you do that, and you're going to be in financial collapse. Why? Because how about Visa? You could pay close to 13% interest on your credit card debt with Visa. All right, Visa Platinum, 14%. So that means you add that on to the price of whatever you're buying. And Americans are just, they can't afford it. So they're running up the credit card debt to the highest level ever. And those people who are doing that are going to crash. Can't keep going. Smart Life. So there is a website, Declutter the Mind, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-E-R, the mind. Declutter the Mind, right here. I want to get the clutter out of it. And actually, this website put a pretty smart thing up. It said, if you do an act of kindness daily, remember in Lent, that was my, I didn't give up anything. I said, I'm going to go out of my way to do an act of kindness every day during Lent, which I mostly did. Okay, so these four things, this is what Declutter the Mind says. When you go on social media, you leave kind comments on people's posts. When you're notified of a friend's birthday, you wish them well, okay? The more good deeds you do, the kinder you will become over time. That's true. You get habit-forming kindness, and you become a kinder, better person. Finally, the kinder you become, the less stress you will have because it makes you feel good. So negativity goes away when you do something kind for others. So that's a smart life. Be kind, and I hope you do. COVID-19 wasn't kind, and the stats are out now. In the USA, 1,130,000 of us died. 1,130,000 died from COVID. Whew. The epidemic is officially over. Here are the shots, the boosters. First dose, 90% of Americans got. Second dose, 78. Third dose, booster dose, only 19%. And those are the facts. This day in history, May 15, 2020, President Trump announces details of Operation Warp Speed to develop a vaccine against COVID. Roll it.
Today, I want to update you on the next stage of this momentous medical initiative. It's called Operation Warp Speed. That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor, unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project.
And here are the stats. So, Trump trying to get the vaccine, which he succeeded in doing in record time. But it cost big money. Pfizer got 4 million. Johnson & Johnson, I'm sorry. Pfizer got 4 billion with a B. Johnson & Johnson, $1 billion. AstraZeneca, that's England, $1.2 billion from us. Moderna, $1.53 billion. Novavax, $1.6 billion. Merck, $38 million. Not a lot. Merck wasn't in there big. And GlaxoSmithKline, $2.1 billion. They were second behind Pfizer. Now, even if these companies didn't contribute to the vaccine, they got the money from the federal government. Okay, I have a very special final thought about travel, and I'm going to show you some pictures that you're going to like. So we'll have the mail and a final thought in a moment. Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Let's go to the mail. Alice on the message board. I was waiting all day for your analysis of the town hall on CEM. I'm glad I waited. Great job. Well, I appreciate that, Alice. I have a message of the day, which this terror towards CNN continues is a reason why this is continuing that a lot of people don't know about. So that's a see, we have a column, the Sunday column, but then we have a message 5 days a week. And it's all free. You don't have to be a member or anything. Barbara, concierge member, your report on the town hall was good as a contrast to what I listened to on Fox and CNN. Although I understand the desire to teach someone who has talent, I have had success because of talented students, I fail to see the CNN moderator's talent as you do. Okay. I mean, she's 31 years old. I think Caitlin Collins has great potential. I mean, you can disagree, but I'm in the business. Glenda, proud of you, Bill. I was upset when you disappeared from Fox. As soon as you started the No Spin News, I joined up. I knew you would be a huge success, and we have it. The most successful independent news agency in the world. Thank you. Because of you, you watchers, you listeners on the radio, absolutely, I couldn't possibly have done this without you. Philip Schultz, Reno, Nevada, today you stated to a viewer, O'Reilly, that the president and vice president are not even in the same building. When I visited the West Wing when Ronald Reagan was president, Bush's office was just down the hall. Yeah, he can have an office there, but the main vice presidential office is in the old executive office building and has been, I think, for more than 100 years. So that's where the vice president is, but they can have an office in the West Wing. Gerald Zangerli, Cuero, Texas, with respect to CNN Town Hall, appears key motivation for CNN is to host the forum was a ratings bump and make Trump look as toxic as possible. Well, obviously they got the ratings bump, but it was just one day. toxic, I can't really argue. I mean, they didn't want to make them look good, but. Gail Haley, Sun City, California. Do you think Mayorkas is going to control the self-inflicted invasion of immigrants by declaring martial law? Mayorkas can't declare anything. Martial law can only be declared by a president. Mayorkas doesn't have any power. He's a puppet. Come on. Mark, concierge member. People are getting screwed. Our senior citizens. Until all this insanity happened, I had enough money to retire. Well, not anymore. With the prices of everything going up at the grocery store and at the gas station, and I'm not even mentioning home heating and basic transportation. I know. Seniors getting hosed. I know. Michael Eister, Phoenix, Arizona. This might sound like a stupid question. What can a regular citizen do to become more active in protecting the integrity of the voting process? Not a stupid question. Sign up. Help out at your local poll. That's what you do. And if you see anything untoward, you get that on the phone. Take a picture of it. Sign up. If everybody did that, it'd be a lot harder to cheat. David King, Carmel, Indiana. While I agree with you on reparations, should those of us who are not California residents really care? Yeah, because what happens in California spreads. But Newsom's not going to do this, so it's not going to happen. Stephen Hulbert, Brookhaven, Georgia. I'm no political pundit, but I voted for Trump twice. However, after watching some of the town hall, I think the Dems will walk away with the election. Well, we'll see. I mean, nobody can predict the 2024 thing now. It's too many things are going to happen. Gary Fagenberg, Lake Zurich, Illinois. In your book, Killing Kennedy, you stated that Oswald was the lone killer. When Dr. Jerome Corsi releases his book on the research assassination, he's going to challenge that. I don't care. Killing Kennedy is the truth. I don't care who challenges. There's a lot of money to be made in that conspiracy zone. You want to know the truth about the Kennedy assassination? Read Killing Kennedy. That's it. Let's see. Anything else here? No. So for Father's Day, we have two excellent ideas that we want you to consider. The first one is, for the price of $89.95, you get a yearly premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com, plus a baseball cap for Team Normal, a mug for Team Normal, and I'm throwing in a Team Normal bumper sticker. All of that in one bundle, $89.95. You will not. Ties cost $100. Okay? Ties. You don't even want to know how much this tie costs. Okay? So you get a yearly premium membership to us and all the Team Normal stuff. Man, that's a great deal. If your father's a reader, your grandfather's a reader, you get Legends, Killing the Legends, and Killing the Mob together for $18. I mean, come on. And then the other one is Killing Crazy Horse and the United States of Trump together. There's Mob and then, you know, for $18. So you could conceivably buy four books for $36 and give dad or granddad two of them, keep two of them, whatever you want to do. But, and this is the truth, I'm keeping this down. Because I know people don't have a lot of money. And dad deserves something. June 11th, right? Isn't that Father's Day? Come on. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming. Might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Word of the day, do not be a reprobate. R-E-P-R-O-B-A-T-E. When writing to us, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. And we'll be back with the final thought in a moment. This will amuse you, I promise. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. So concierge membership is different than premium membership because concierge membership get to ask me questions whenever they want. And we get back to you within 24 hours usually. A lot of the questions are about travel because I can save you a lot of money. Now, I can't save you money on the individual hotels or rental cars or flights, but I can tell you where to go, where the better places are. Okay? Now, how do I know all this? Well, I've been to 84 countries. Roll the little thing we have for you. Okay, there I am in Zimbabwe at Victoria Falls. Okay? Stunning, stunning place. Next one. There I am in Tahiti, the Society Islands, most beautiful place I've ever been in the world. Okay? 7-hour flight from LA. Now, Zambia, next to Zimbabwe, orangutans threw rotten fruit at me in Zambia. I swear to God, they didn't get me, but they tried. Primitive country, I must say, not real tourist friendly there. Zimbabwe, a little bit more so. Next one. Here we have South Africa. Fascinating, but dangerous. If you go there, go on a tour. Do not go on your own. I went on my own. I know what I am doing. It's not a safe place. Next one. There I am in Rhodes, one of the Greek islands, the Colossus of Rhodes. Greek islands, really, really good. Again, better to take a tour. Okay, next one. There I am in Vietnam. What an adventure that was. New story for Inside Edition on the Coochie Tunnels. And boy, oh boy, was that something. They did not want to let me into Vietnam. Turkey. Now, I've been to Istanbul. Very fascinating town. Relatively safe. This was on a Turkish coast, which I don't like nearly as much as the Greek coast. Next one. Here I am in Athens. Okay. And the ruins in Athens are like Rome. And been to Rome many times, of course. Do we have any more? Let's pop them on up there. Colorado River, rafted down it. Unbelievable experience in the Grand Canyon. Oh, there I am in Egypt. Sphinx right behind me. One of the most fascinating places you can visit on Earth. But you got to be careful. There I am on the highway of death with a cannon coming out of my ear. This was right after the first Gulf War. Okay? There I am in Tokyo. Not my favorite place. Kyoto is a fabulous town in Japan. You gotta fly. Well, you can fly into Osaka, but get out of there, take the bullet train up to Kyoto and Lake Hakone, and you will thank me. And that's just partially. And there I am in Afghanistan. You do not want to go there. That's for sure. But I was with the rescue guys at Bagram, and it was one of the most interesting experiences of my life. So if you're a concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you get my wisdom. Thank you for watching and listening to us today. We will see you again tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.